5 years ago, Jeff Chamberlain left it all behind for a higher calling, baseball. Chamberlain spent many years as prosecutor, many more as a lawyer for the New York State Police. Now he's a professional umpire and calls them as he sees them for college and semi-pro baseball games. At his college reunion last weekend, NPR's Marcus Rosenbaum listened as Jeff Chamberlain held forth on his new life to some former classmates.
You know, when you've been beat up by the judges of the Supreme Court of the United States, some college coach arguing that the guy was safe at second is not going to rattle you. Why did I quit lawyering? Real easy. Merrill Lynch said I had enough money and could. And baseball was simply a Walter Mitty adventure. This is the umpire school that people go to if they're trying to get into professional baseball. It was physically demanding. It was mentally humiliating. It was 5 straight weeks, 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, with not 1 minute of fun. You know, we run 15 run steps towards the infield, and we stop and we turn so many degrees and we look at such and such. 15 steps, not 14 and a half, not 15 and a quarter, 15. And we turn 16 degrees, not 17 degrees, not... And at umpire school, they would come in and physically move your feet around so you've got this muscle memory. Just like Fred and Ginger had fun doing those dances. When you've got this kind of choreography and when you know what you're doing and can do it well, it's fun. It's really fun. What do we do if we don't see it? Well, you'll be pleased to know that there are answers. You know, did the guy tag up in time? Did he leave the base too soon on that fly ball? Now, I'm never going to admit that I didn't see it. But if I didn't see it, he left in time. That's the common law of baseball. Everybody knows it. The question of whether you go to jail or don't is a bigger question than whether you're out at second. There's just no getting around that. I think that that makes the decision-making process in baseball umpiring easier. Well, the dream is to be Charlie Relliford, who's a major league umpire who was on home plate in the famous Mike Piazza shattered his bat and Roger Clemens threw it at him on the way to first in 2000. Everybody remembers that play. But let me tell you from the umpire's point of view why that particular play was a dream, and it has to do with a photograph that was taken with the telescopic lens from center field. You see chunks of missiles, sharp things, in a sunburst or a starburst. You see Mike Piazza, without any question, holding the shattered bat and flinching away. You see Jorge Posada, who's the catcher, trying to raise his hand to keep himself from getting stabbed. And you see Charlie Relliford, the home plate umpire, absolutely solid with his eyes wide open watching the play. That's the dream for an umpire. I got to tell you this story. My favorite league to work is called the Albany Twilight League. It is the oldest continuing amateur baseball league in the country. It's a wooden bat league. They play 7 innings at night, all the things that umpires love. And there's 24 old men, by which I mean 65 to 90, who come to every game and sit together, and they help the umpires on every call. And it's just one, you know, you got to put your glasses on it, you got to keep going. And they help the players on it. You got to move him down to second, you got to move it. And it's constant, and it's just delightful. And it has absolutely no effect on the game, except that it's almost impossible to suppress the grin. And when I can't run around the bases anymore, that's what I'm going to be.
Jeff Chamberlain umpires baseball outside Albany, New York.